Our subject tonight is a sing-along with Africa under the theme When Mirth for Music Longs. We want to deal with not just any music from Africa, but ethnic music particularly. We all have different ways, according to our nationalities, of describing music. The German metaphor is that music is architectural. The Italian metaphor is that music is rhetorical. The French metaphor is that music is choreographic. The American metaphor is that it's energy made audible. But African music is both linear and rhythmic, whereas American music, by way of contrast, is much more vertical and harmonic. Louise and I got interested in African ethnic music in the parish. When we first came to Africa in 46, we were thrilled to hear some of the hymns that we knew, but in other languages. And that was a great first step. But then on some rare occasions, we heard ethnic music being sung at church festivals, at feast days, Easter, Christmas. And if I might be permitted a little bit of hyperbole, the difference between these Western songs and the African ethnic songs were like the difference between a firefly and a flash of lightning, or between a dripping faucet and Niagara Falls. The liberation with which those people sang their own music, the absolute freedom and the capacity for spontaneity. So the same song was never sung the same way twice, and it was all dependent on the ingenuity of the leader. Our music, most of it, is call and response music. So you've got a leader and the people respond. Of course, it is not correct to assume that all Africans are great musicians any more than all Americans are great musicians. But it is true that Africans love music. Music has deep social dimensions, and it is attached to practically every activity. Work itself is rhythmic, and the kind of dances and the kind of music that is used for one particular kind of work is not the kind used for another. The music used for fishermen is not the same as that used for farmers, and we can just go down a list of different activities. But practically all of these activities are accompanied by music. Not all of them. It depends on the occasion, the number of people, and so forth. But music helps to make the activity enjoyable. As a parish pastor, I instituted a God's Acre plan in our, we had 25 preaching places in our parish. And this was a new idea. And so to encourage them, I went out and helped plant seed. And of course, they all their hoes went in absolute unison. Not back and forth like this, but striking the ground together, just like wheat bowing before the wind. But along with that, they sang. And I never had enough wind to do both. I thought my singing would only distort their music anyway, and I didn't think I could do much harm with a hoe. So I cultivated or planted and listened and learned through the listening process. There is much that one could say about music, African music, because of its differences, but perhaps you'll see it best as we try to sing it. In the parish, we made it a point to gather ethnic music, and there are 125 different languages in Tanzania, and of course each ethnic group has its own language in addition to the national language of Swahili, and its own culture, and its own musical idioms. So we tried to gather much of this music. The main music that we used was folk music, or work music, or music accompanying activities. And generally, we tried to keep the same genre of a song. If it was a song of praise to a chief, it became a song of praise to God, or to Christ, or to the Trinity. But it still was a song of praise. If it was a lullaby, we tried to keep it that way. And the first song we'll sing tonight is a lullaby. And I'll explain a little bit about that as we go into it. I thought perhaps I would share some music that we don't have before us here, but we'll see. What we'll try to do is to sing some of these songs. We've got a whole batch of them, and we'll see how time exhausts itself. And if it goes well, great. And we can always add some more songs. If we run out of songs, or we can always leave some behind if we've got too much on our plate. Even though that's not the practice in holding. So the first song we'll turn to tonight is let me just tell you a little bit more about our work with African music. In the parish, we started gathering these hymns, and Louise was a great help. She was born in Tanzania, and she's got African rhythm in her blood, and I feel very much like a clod, but we did work together in notating these songs. Now, to put them in staff notation, one feels that one is doing African music an injustice, in a sense, because this music is part of oral tradition. And as I indicated before, the same song isn't sung the same way twice. But there's improvisation is expected, and sometimes the degree of improvisation is indicative of the skill of the cantor or the leader of the song. But we did write down these songs in staff notation, knowing, well, this could be written three or four different ways, because there's no official version of the song. But we knew that this music, in a sense, is shackled when you write it down, because it's like tethering a gazelle or caging an eagle. The eagle is meant to soar and the gazelle to leap, and this music is meant to be free. But we do feel that putting it in staff notation also makes it available to a much larger audience, and then they can exercise some freedom in how they interpret it. So after 20 years of work on this particular hymnal, this is a hymnal of ethnic music, and Swahili is the base language, but this is our sixth edition, and it's what we call an international edition, so that some of the songs are in English as well, or in German, or in French, to make it available to other people. From the very beginning, the songs that we started to put down staff notation have been used by the World Council of Churches, by the Lutheran World Federation, by Catholic churches around the world, by Protestant churches in many countries, Africa, Europe, and America. Now, some of the first ones we published were in a little booklet called Lead Us, Lord, in 1977. And when I was in Chicago about 3 years ago, I picked up the African-American Catholic hymnal, Lead Me, Guide Me. And there were seven of our songs from Lead Us, Lord, in that book. Nobody even told me about it, but I was glad to see that the Lord was being praised through the gifts that Africa can bring. Now we're publishing something out of Augsburg. You see that little flyer on the board. It's a book of about 30 songs. A manuscript of 45 songs was sent to them in April 1991. So I know the date of conception, but the gestation period I had no idea about. And next month it's coming off the press. It's supposed to be this month, but anyway, so they pared it down to 30 songs, but it still will be an idea of what's done. This book has 152 songs. Two of them are not African. I put in my prejudice in here, a great hymn of Grundtvig, O Day Full of Grace That Now We See. I had to put in the Swahili. And then I put in one for Good Friday that has 21 verses. Three verses for each of the seven last words, and I didn't think anybody else in the world would want to bother to translate 21 verses. And it's so helpful to have something like that for Good Friday. And then I put in one Negro spiritual, Somebody's Knocking at My Door. But otherwise, they're ethnic hymns, all of them. And it's been so much fun to work with that. Now, let's...
I'm wondering why you call them ethnic songs. songs. They are the songs of the people there, aren't they?
Right.
But you sounded like, as if you sing ethnic songs there.
Well, ethnic means songs that's of African origin. You know, many people, I've so many times on furlough come across congregations and say, we're going to sing this African song, and they sing some fine European song that they've learned some Swahili words to, and tell me they're singing an African song. So I thought by the inclusion of the word ethnic, people would know that the music is from the people. And we took, and I think that's a good way to designate folk music in any society, here in America, or no, we have the adjective African on to show which ethnic music. But if there's a better designation, I'd be happy to adopt it.
I wasn't sure
Okay, well, let's try this. Let's try this first song, and I'll tell you a little bit about it. I know there's a switch here someplace. If you can't see... nothing to see, but yes. You might want to take the chairs that are more directly in front of the screen. As I said, when we can, we try to keep the genre of a song. This is a lullaby that's sung normally by a grandmother to her grandchildren. But you remember in the Christmas carol, what child is this? There's the line, the virgin sings her lullaby. So we took words of Mary singing to Jesus. Then we set up words that were typical of the way an African would refer to a child, remembering its lineage. All of these expressions, sweet child of Mary, strong son of David, treasure of Joseph, and the next stanza,
good seed of Abraham,
great hope of Isaac, true heir of Jacob, and so forth. Because who one is very much determined by the lineage that one enjoys. It's a kind of song that the mother, the grandmother would sing, and then the women would join along in the parts that are indicated all. And very simple song. We introduce at the end of it a little interval of a fourth, harmonic fourth. It's much more common than a major third, for instance, and adds a little interest to the song. When a grandmother sings to her children, she gathers them around, and she picks up the baby like this. And you know, you don't need drums for percussion. Everything that you're working with provides the instrument for percussion. So the baby's bottom is like a little muted drum. The mother sings and conveys affection and maintains rhythm at the same time. One of our missionaries by the name of Rolanders, they live in the Seattle area, so some of you may know them. Doris was trying to settle down Tom. He was crying and she was going like this. An African woman came up and picked up the baby. Not like that, like this. And you see, the reason is the baby is usually on the mother's back. When she's out cultivating, she doesn't cultivate like this. She cultivates like this. And so, amazingly enough, Tom settled down. Then the grandmother called the children by gourd names, because these are objects of affection. And because I don't have English equivalents for all these names of Dahua and Lida and so forth, it's like saying, my little pumpkin, my little squash, my little zucchini, my little vegetable marrow. And she takes out the individuality of each little melon, and yet at the same time says, what a fertile vine I am. Okay, let's give it a try. I usually sing like a frog, but not tonight. I think I'll be like a toad. So, can you see it adequately? If you can't, I don't know what to do. Anyway, try to see the solo to hear, all, solo, all. Okay. Hush, little Jesus boy,
measure of Joseph.
Hallelujah.
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 Most holy child, sweet indeed, God has destined me peace to bring to all who confess and believe in your name.
When we sing the second stanza, let's go down to just a whisper at the end. Diminuendo, maybe starting with a refrain there at the end. Just a whisper, because we're putting a baby to sleep. It's not a proclamation from a housetop.
Sleep little Jesus boy.
Hallelujah.
Sleep little Jesus boy.
Hallelujah.
Close your eyes, Jesus boy.
Hallelujah.
Close your eyes, Jesus boy.
Hallelujah.
Good seed of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Great hope of Isaac.
Hallelujah.
True heir of Jacob.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One, I don't even know if I can try it because it's, we put it crosswise and I'm afraid you'll have too much trouble trying to read it. So I'll just skip the come singing. But I would, well, we'll get to another one by the same text writer. When I first wrote African music, notated it, we just wrote it with a melodic line because that's the way most of the songs were sung. Some did have indigenous harmony, two parts, three parts, where that occurred, of course, we wrote it that way. But now time has changed, and because of influence from the West, many of our people sing music in parts. The congregation just start out, people just fill in parts. So I've invited many musicians to help us with the arrangement of some of these, and I've gotten all kinds of people to help with doing these. This one, I hope you'll be able to see it all right. It's arranged by a couple in Norway, Sven and Anne Rustad. Now this song, how are we doing? No, not very well.
Did you slide it over maybe? Or have you done it?
Yeah, sure. My arm is mobile, even at my tender age. Okay, yeah, so we'll sing. Can you see where my finger is pointing? We'll sing the top line, second line, third line, then we'll slide it over, all right?
Got it.
And we'll move it back. What a brilliant suggestion. Now this song, Louise and I went to a hymnological workshop in Lund University, and we were met by Egil Hovland. And he said, you know, this song of yours is the most popular song in Norway. Yeah? Well, that's nice to know. And when we went home, our last time from Africa to America, we went by way of Scandinavia. We stopped at a congregation in Norway. What song were they singing in the church that Sunday? They didn't know we were there, but they sang this particular song.
In Norwegian.
Han Everstan, didn't they? Yeah. Okay, let's try this. It sounds very Western, so it should be very easy to sing. And it's not called, yeah, they've got solo here, but don't pay any attention to that. Let's sing the whole thing. Let me just say, when I say we'll sing the whole thing, let's not sing all stanzas. But I mean, let's all sing the whole stanzas that we do sing. And perhaps we'll sing 1, 2, 5, and 6, all right? And if you can put in harmony, please feel free to do so. You'll notice there's near the end of the next to last line. If you feel like putting it in, perhaps at the last stanza, fine. Okay, let's go.
Oh,
sounded great. Thank you.
And
thanks for your help with our...
No problem.
our difficulties here. Can we do the same thing with another one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Now this one was submitted, this is from the Wanyatudo people among whom we work. It's a song that comes out of the women's initiation rite. And it was submitted to an all-continent-wide contest in South Africa and won first prize. So it's a song that's very well-liked. And then maybe I should sing just a little bit, I don't know.
Yes, please. All right.
Okay. Jesus, Jesus, you have conquered death. Jesus, Jesus, you have conquered death. See if we can sing something from that. Louise and I will sing a song on page 4, so you get to hear a little Swahili. And then after we've sung a little bit, we'll only sing 3 stanzas of this. But this song, I told you that we try to keep the genre where we can, but we didn't in this case. This was a song of political derision. And in many third world countries, what you can't say publicly, you can get by with singing. You can sing most anything. And the song that they used to sing was, Wazungu wote wufanana, wazungu wote wufanana. And it means all the Europeans resemble one another. What that means is they're all a bunch of bloody colonialists. And so a song like this, you know, it reminds one of in 1 Samuel how the women taunted Saul by saying Saul killed his thousands and David his 10,000. Well, that's something to be praised for, but anyway, it was considered praise there. And so this song in its political form helped the Haitian independence and welcome the colonialist part. But we put it into a song of praise, and it's a very popular song. Okay, Louise, we'll just sing 3 stanzas so you get to hear what Swahili's like. Hallelujah to Mwimbieni. Hallelujah to Mwimbieni. Tukuzi, chukuru, mokozi wetu. Katika neno twaambiwa. Katika neno twaambiwa kweli. Tukuzi, chukuru, mokozi wetu. Milele tu mshuhudie. Milele tu mshuhudie. Kristo tukuzi. Okay, well, that's
it's supposed to go with a little chin movement and shoulder movement.
Now, if you'll turn to number 8 on here, I'd like you to sing 4 words. Baba, Mwana, Naroho. Baba means father, Mwana means son, Na means hand, and the Roho means spirit. And the music distorts the Swahili pronunciation a little bit, but people don't seem to be uncomfortable with that. So we sing it a little differently than we would pronounce it. The phrase that you will have to sing it Baba Mananaroho. Now let me say it first. I'll say it the way it is sung. Baba Mwana Na Roho. 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 Baba Mwana Na Roho.
Something different. Can you keep that going?
Yeah.
And what you should try is even with your foot or hand, get a clap or something going so that we all stay together. Because it's very easy to start losing.
Lead the Baba one in the row up in front here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, Louise and I will come in
lower
the second syllable of Baba.
So you don't even have to look at the music. If you can just keep that going. In fact, it would be better if you just put the paper down and go, Baba, one and I'm wrong.
Oh, so not too fast.
Baba, one and I'm wrong. Baba, one and I'm wrong.
It's number 6 and 9. It's oh God, we thank you. It's page 8 and 9 here, I guess.
It's 6.
Yeah,
it's number 6.
It's 6. Oh, see what I'm referring to?
Yeah.
Oh God, we thank you. Now, this song.
This is in Songs of the People, by the way.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember the story about chandeliers? Got any money left, we should get life fiction. This song, at our seminary, we often had students with a great poetic gift. And one of them was Enoki, yeah. And his father was also a poet. And they both wrote with rhyme. Now, Swahili has had rhyme for centuries. But the church, in translating a lot of hymns, it just had no regard for rhyme at all, just this blank verse. But Enoki was so gifted at this. Then I told him, now you take one of our ethnic hymns, if you don't mind, but not from your tribe, one that you like from another tribe. And he took this particular song and set words to it. I translated very freely. So freely, in fact, that it's listed under 10 headings in Songs of the People. I didn't want to be tied down to a season, so. It's got a very nice antiphony, back and forth, call and response, and it moves right along. It just flows like a waterfall. Okay, give us a little start. Part is so much the same in both cases here.
That's all we
sing. Okay, here we go. Oh God, we thank you for all blessings that you have in your hand. Earth and heaven, rain and sunshine, never thought of your man. For life itself and the strength to labor and reward from work done. Joys and sorrows, pain and pleasure.
challenge, gifts of leisure, with these we are day to labor, night to slumber,
day to sleep,
day to sleep,
Lord, God, give us some new
hope, help us,
never to offend you,
and grant us,
even one request more,
feel it,
wishful praises adore.
In thanksgiving
for the grace you bestow,
thoughts to ponder, love and laughter,
songs to set us aglow,
or sights which dazzle, sounds which gladden,
give me life to the
air, golden sunsets towering forest,
all around us so near,
your mercy,
Lord, now give us a new
hope.
Never to offend you,
and grant us
even one request more,
Spirit,
which will praise and adore.
Let every tongue now join the chorus
for your gift without price.
Christ the Savior has redeemed us,
set us free from death's vice.
Our sins forgiven, free to serve you,
and our neighbor beside.
Try a few in the with our projector again and see how we make out. This is a song that I learned when I was invited to participate in a Roman Catholic workshop.
Howard, you need the other one.
Hmm?
You need the one that's in your hand.
Oh.
Okay.
The technological age is good. When I came back, I said, I've got to learn computers before I die, before they put this out over my head. So I joined a computer class and said on the phone to the teacher, what shall I bring along, a notebook and pencil? He said, to a computer class? Well, I said, I'm sorry, well, what should I bring? Well, he said, you just bring a two-sided double density disk. And I said, then I got in the class and he said, now, this is very simple. You just insert the disc like a Pac-Man. I'm Kilimanjaro and Meru and Hanang and run away all these mountains, but I didn't know what a Pac-Man was. So I'm like, anyway, thanks for helping me out. This was sung at a Roman Catholic choir workshop. We invited all the choirs of the diocese, and we met in the Holy Family Basilica for this, and then I asked them permission to put this into English. We sang it in Swahili, but you see, it's got the kind of flavor that the Roman Catholic music often has. But I think you find very nice. We'll sing a little bit of it.
This particular song makes a marvelous recessional, because in Africa, at the end of every worship service, nobody just sits, you know, everything goes quiet, or the organ plays a little recessional and people start yakety yak and sort of wandering out. Everybody marches out in a recessional singing, and when they go outside, they form a great big circle and they keep singing to the last verse of the song until everybody is out. And if they aren't out yet, they go back to verse one and keep singing until everybody's out, and they're all finishing their song outside. And this makes a marvelous recessional. We taught it in music class, the whole student class kept singing it till they were out of class.
And when I taught them this song, I said, now whose words are we singing? And of course, to curry favor with the teacher, oh, these are Pastor Olson's words. These are Jesus' words. Okay. Let's try it. If we could take half of you to sing the first part, and then everybody on the Alleluias, okay? And we'll sing about the first, second, seventh, and eighth stanzas. I once heard the takeoff on Joyce Kilmer's trees. I think that I shall never see a hymn with stanza number three. And I don't like to cut them out, but time won't let us sing the whole thing. So we'll sing 1, 2, 7, and 8, all right? Everyone on the refrain.
He is a
song that we just sang before this, God, we thank you for all blessings. I determined that I was going to write a text with the word fun in it. It's about time Lutherans had a hymn with the word fun in it. But this was too much for Oxford. Such frivolity they could not tolerate. And so, and when I complained, what's wrong with that? Well, they said it may have sexual overtones. Great, a little spin-off that I hadn't expected. Such modern exegesis. And what did they do? They put time with one another. I said, oh. But anyway, that's what we have to deal with.
How about
in this business.
Quality time.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a song that when I did research on the use of ethnic music in our theological institutions throughout Africa. When I wrote to Ethiopia, they said, oh, well, our music, you couldn't write it anyway. It's so involved. So I believed that. But then I got a tape from Ethiopia, Ethiopian music, and listen to it with a view to what music might be adaptable to the word stresses of Swahili. And when I came to this one, I said, this is going to work. So I asked permission to write a Swahili text for it and use the music. And they said, fine. And they said, you might like to know that the woman that wrote this song was a 16-year-old girl by the name of Almaz Belihu. And she won the first prize in a hymn contest in Ethiopia with this song. And then they added, you might like to know also that this song has been picked up in India and has been set to Hindi. Well, I thought, what a beautiful convergence of aesthetic appreciation to Ethiopia, Tanzania, America, India. Of course, I just made up words. I don't even know how to say hello and I'm Amharic, so I don't know what the text said. But I thought, take Jesus' core message on the kingdom as he preached in his synagogue in Nazareth from the prophet Isaiah. Now, can you help us again with our shuffle along here? And you'll notice the harmony now. This is from the tape, but this is an accurate notation of the tape. It sounds very dissonantal to begin with. Well, first of all, it starts in one part, two parts, three parts, four parts, like a flower opening up to the sun. And when you get to the end of it, you Americans will be satisfied because it's what you would call resolved. But sometimes what we call dissonance are not dissonance, and they don't. There's no need for resolution, because if you define harmony in a dissonantal way, it's harmonic. But anyway, this one is, if I might use it in quotation marks, resolved. Okay, let's have a little bit of it, please. Swahili too, but we won't. Well, I tell you what. Maybe we'll sing stanza one and two in English together with a refrain. But on the refrain of two, let's try the Swahili. Swahili is written phonetically, and it's written just as though you were writing Italian, as far as the vowels are concerned, or Romance languages. If that helps. Okay, let's try it. When Jesus' word came on earth, he reached a beautiful town. Isaiah's hopes now fulfilled, those claims of great renown. A babe delivered to needy, to make the blind to see. A broken heart's healed again, to set the captive free. This next one, I'd like Louise to speak a little bit about. We had another song like this too, but in much of, you see, we don't write a time signature on this, advisedly. But much, well, I don't want to cut in on your field. Please, I don't want to steal your thunder.
Well, we often felt this wonderful syncopation, this what one of our choir directors used to call the chicken wing. Effect of the syncopation, but I never understood how I didn't, because I'm not a music person, I'm not a musically trained person, except for the piano lessons my mother gave me as a small child in the central province of Tanzania. But when I heard a musicologist from Nairobi, Kenya, who came to visit in the Baptist seminary in close to us, and we were attending, She spoke about African music being often in twos and threes, contrasting, and I said, that's it, that's it! And here is a beautiful example of it, because so much of that music, especially from the Iramba and the tribe where I grew up, is in 6-8 time, and it's the 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-3-4-5-6, da-da-da-da-da-da. But every now and then it goes 1-2-1-2-1-2, instead of the 1-2-3-1-2-3. And it's so beautiful, you just feel it inside of you. And it appears in this song, where all the way through the first two lines are all threes, and then when you get to this line right here, you have bid, it's that 1-2-1-2-1-2. So the six beats are a little different. And we have another song where, when we were writing it down, we kept coming up with only 7 beats in the measure, 7 eighth notes instead of the 6-8, and it certainly wasn't 8-8, it was a 7-8. Now how this is, you know, sort of really odd, how do we do this? Well, again, it's a 1-2-3, it's a 1-2-3-1-2-1-2, 1-2-3-1-2-1-2, and it's so gorgeous, it's just, once you understand it and you can feel that contrasting beat, it's just so appealing. The tragic thing is that our choir director, who was an African musician, when he was teaching this song, assumed the American rhythm of 8, and he added an extra 8th note where it didn't belong, and he took his choir to Germany and they sang it with the 8-8 instead of the beautiful 7-8. So I was sorry about that, because it even got recorded on a tape the wrong way. But it definitely is a 1-2-3-1-2-1-2, 1-2-3-1-2-1-2, and we'll sing that after we've sung this one.
Boy, I wish I had that rhythm. You know, I used an African pen name in all my music in Africa. I was called in the parish where I worked, Modimi and Tanu. And I won't go into the translation, but anyway, at the seminary I used that all the way through, and until I left, they didn't know who this Modimi and Tanu was. They'd ask me, and I said, well, he's a very good friend of mine. But then my wife let the cat out of the bag, and she said, yeah, I know him real well. I sleep with him every night.
You do?
Okay, well, let's try.
We won't sing this at a full tempo, because this really should go with that 1-2-3-1-2-3 quite rapidly. But it makes it a little difficult to sing, so we're going to slow it down.
Well, this is a kind of tricky arrangement by Austin Lovelace. We've got arrangements by Richard Hillard, Austin Lovelace, Carl Kronberg, Ego Hovland, all kinds of people who are kind enough to help us with some of these.
Lord, we come before you now on this day so boldly, on your precious name of love. Bow before you boldly.
Be fun to keep on going, but.
Well, let's take that other one with the 7-8. Can you do that, Howard?
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay.
It's number 38. You got it.
If I can find it, the love of God, the way is Jesus, right?
Yeah. Or maybe you had one you preferred, Dad.
Well. I don't like to disagree with my dear wife in public.
maybe you'd rather take the Gaita song.
Well, I got two songs I'm going to wrap up with, all right?
Okay.
There'll be no subsequent discontent, I'm sure.
No.
Okay. Thank you. She's so sweet. This one came out of in Africa, or in Tanzania, we practice ecumenism. We don't go to conferences and write resolutions about it. It'd be nice if we welcome each other's ministry. We have a joint
theological education by extension program of 3 years in which the faculty is Catholic and Lutheran, the students are Catholic and Lutheran, one curriculum. They're taught in clusters out here, so the teachers go out to the clusters, and then at the end of the year, they come together for a whole month. At graduation time, this song was sung, and of course it was in Swahili, and I asked them if I could get it on tape, and so they sang it again. And then I forgot to ask Father Lammers, who led it, where it came from. It's an indigenous tune. So I wrote him, and he said, well, write to the senior seminary in Kipalapala. I wrote them, and I sent them also a copy of the music, because they didn't, you know, they learned it by rote, they didn't have any notation. And they said, oh, we don't know where that came from, but ask the Lutherans, they'll tell you. So I called them anonymous. But anyway. Oh yeah, another thing about this. You see, the first ending is one note in the measure. Oh, this also is too much for Augsburg. They made it a quarter, they made it two notes, but until I beat them over the head enough and they finally recognized that this is the way it is. So after that joy the first time, it's just one beat and then you go back. And Louise explains it's like moving from your, you know, if you're marching left, right, you suddenly go right, left. But it's still maintained.
Actually, it's a 1-2-3 because it's the one of the 2-3 that goes back to listen.
Okay, I'll take the solo part if you can stand that. Listen, listen, God is calling through the word inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort and joy. Listen, listen, God is calling through the word inviting, offering forgiveness. Pennsylvania Synod, where this was the theme of their convention. Listen, God is calling. They had T-shirts with the logo on, and they sang it about 5 times during the conference, which is very nice. Now, we'll end with this. I really mean that. I heard somebody today say, and finally, and he said finally 3 times. Did they help pass some of these out?
Which one is it?
This is Mold Me, Lord. This is a potter's song. Now, in Tanzania, the women are the potters, and they render such an important social service. You know, just think of the ones who make your pots and pans. We don't really do them sufficient homage, but we'd be really helpless without their service. But yet, a potter's daughter, they don't want, nobody wants to marry a potter's daughter. I can't understand why. I'd be so glad to marry a potter's daughter and have all the pots around the house. But this is traditionally the way this song is sung, and even with this descant is the way they sing it. And they make pottery not with a wheel, they don't have a wheel out there. They use a modified ring method, putting one ring of clay on the other, and then with moistened fingers shape it into a form, and then finally use. And I took the theme of Jeremiah, but I used enough repetition, so you're repeating the movements of the potter. Potter's movements change only slightly following the shape of the pot, so you see they're sort of like what we call substitution frames. Okay, let's try it.
Mold me, Lord, shape me, Lord, make me according to your will. All anew. My thoughts are
You should explain, we're singing the lower line.
Yeah, lower line. Now you're supposed to repeat, so this is the repeat.
Mold me, Lord, shape me, Lord, make me according to your will.
All anew.
My thoughts according to your will.
All anew.
My words according to your will.
All anew.
My deeds according to your will.
All anew.
Save us, Lord, keep us, Lord, guide us according to your will.
With your hand.
Save us, Lord, keep us, Lord, guide us according to your will.
With your hand.
In time of trial, guide us, Lord.
With your hand.
In joy and sorrow, guide us, Lord.
With your hand.
Lest we forget you, guide us, Lord.
With your hand.
Cleanse us, Lord, purge us, Lord, heal us according to your will.
Strange music, and I wish the Africans could have heard you sing.